Okay, Tzadik Aleph Sif Hei is the halacha, contains the halachos of Maliach Ariel Kuraseach. In addition to Blias traveling through heat, Blias also traveled to a certain degree and under certain conditions as a result of salting. As you see from the configuration of Sif Hei, there are three Mechabers and three Ramos. Mechaber Ramah, Mechaber Ramah, Mechaber Ramah, all in one sif. I just suspect that since the laws of Malicha are only incidental to Basa B'Cholav, they're mainly in Hilchas Malicha, the Mechaber tried to squeeze it into as concise a format as possible. However, we who are not, have not learned Hilchas Malicha recently and don't have Hilchas Malicha on our fingertips, we will need something of a hagdama before we can start to learn Sif Hei. So I'd like to just give you a very brief hagdama, a couple of the basic ideas of the laws of Malicha, which are in Hilchas Malicha back in Siman Samaches. You all know that we salt meat or poultry before we eat it. Raw meat has blood in it, has dam, and before we cook it, okay, according to Rambam, before we eat it, according to most Rishonim, we could eat it, but we can't cook it. We're not permitted to cook it. For how long does the salt have to sit on the meat before the meat is kashered? And that's a separate issue which has nothing to do with the sif, though. How long, why does shir malicha? And why? What period of time do we say that the salt is payel on the meat, that it draws out the blood? So that we have near the beginning of Siman Samaches, and Sifav. We learn there that... Siman Samaches, Sifav. We learn there, Shir Shia B'melach, Einai Pachus Mikdei Hilach Mil, Shehu Kdei Shlishis Shah B'Kiriv. The amount of time the salt has to sit on the meat is no less than Hilach Mil, which is a little under 20 minutes, which is 18 minutes, so that the amount of time that you have to salt meat is 18 minutes. The Ramah says, Azei Yashus Mach B'ti Yeved, Ramah says that you can rely on that, b'di'eved, or if there's a great need. But chatchilo, we leave it for an hour, which is the custom in all our batei shechita, places where they do malicha, that the poultry, the meat, is salted for an hour. However, the Ikar HaDin, according to everybody, is 18 minutes. And that is the definition of Shir Malicha. We're going to have in this sif the word Shir Malicha, the amount of time that Malicha works. And that's 18 minutes. That's one period of time. Not to be confused with the second period of time. There's a second issue in Siman Samaches. And that's the Sif Yud Ches. Now listen very carefully because this is an issue which is easily confused. Maliach kereseach v'kovish kemavush. We have that Blias travel through heat. Outside of heat, they travel two ways. Either Maliach, salting, which is kereseach, as we're going to learn today, or kovish kemavush, which we already learned in Siman Kofei, that when you soak something for 24 hours, it's like it's being cooked. Kavush kemavush. Now there's something called kavush de malicha. When something is soaked, it's kavush in brine or in salted meat or in a davar maluach. Kavush of malicha doesn't require 24 hours. It is beleya in less than 24 hours. And how much time? So in Siman Samaches, Sif Yud Ches, it gives us the amount of time that kavush works. And that is Kishir sheyitnu mayim al ha'esh v'yaschilu laharsiach. The amount of time that you put water on the fire and it begins to bubble. How long is that?
Depends
how big a flame and how much water. So it's a very confusing number that the Shulchan Aruch gives us. What we're talking here is about, let's say somebody has a jar of pickles with pickle juice. You have a jar of pickle with pickle juice. That pickle juice is has a dinner maluach. It's and let's say someone left either flesh or even a fleshig fork kavush with the pickles. He left it with the pickle juice. What amount of time does it take for the blia to go from the fork into the pickles? So it says here in the Shulchan Aruch, kashir sheyitnu mayim ala esh v'yaschilu laharsiach, which is extremely difficult to figure out. The Rebbe Kiva Eger says, Kenu Lashon Hatur. He says the language of Shulchan Aruch over there in Simas Samach Tes is the Lashon Hatur, Bekoshali. He said, Betur B'Shulchan Aruch Simas Samach Hei, Loi Niska Lashon Zer, Raks Dam, Im Kidei Sheyit Noi Al Ha'esh. You will put that on the fire, which means we're talking about that thing which was soaked in the pickle juice. So Rekiva Eger answers one of the two questions. We have two questions: how big a flame and how big a pot of water. So Rekiva Eger answers one. He says that pot, that jar of pickles that you're talking about, now you want it to be kavush, how long would it take that jar of pickles to come to a boil on a flame? That's the amount of time of kavush. That's what Rebbe Kiva Eger says. Now, logically, there's a major problem with this. Think about it. Let's say I have a jar of pickles, and it's filled halfway with pickle juice. And let's say I would put that on a flame, it would boil in 5 minutes. So 5 minutes is the shear. And I take the same jar with the same contents, I put in more pickle juice. Now, it takes longer. Is it mistaver that if I add more pickle juice, it should take longer to be mavliya maflet? It should cause a longer time to become kavush because I added more? If I have a whole big barrel of pickle juice, see how long it takes for that to come to a boil on a flame? Take hours. So a whole big barrel of pickle juice takes longer, and a small container of pickle juice takes a briefer period of time. It's an extremely difficult, the whole concept is an extremely difficult concept, and we're sort of at a loss to know how long the shear of kavush of maliach is. Now, my main point as far as what we're learning today, we're going to come back to it, the main point I wanted to make today is not to confuse the two. Very often, the Lashon Shir Malicha is confused with the concept of Kovush of Malicha. The language, the amount of time it takes to put it on the flame and it boils, is a Lashon here for Kovush of Resicha. It's not a Lashon for Shir Malicha. The Shir Malicha is a totally different thing. And they're two different concepts. So as far as Kavish is concerned, it's very hard to know. I think the Chachmas Adam gives 6 minutes as an amount of time for Kavish of Malicha, which is gives you an idea of the amount of time. It's certainly at a Suda, if you put something into a Fleshiga Keli into a jar, if you just put it to take things out, there's nothing. But if you leave it sitting there for a period of time, it's going to be there for 6 minutes, or however many minutes this is. And therefore, it's going to be an issue which I'm not finishing yet. We have to see the Shulchan Aruch, how that works. Now, so this is my first hakdama to the Sif, is that there's something called Shir Malicha, which is 18 minutes, the amount of time you solve things. Shulchan Aruch says the minutes beferish. And there's another issue, which is the kavish of Meliach, which is a separate issue. Now, the last week I mentioned at the end of the shiur that another important rule of Melicha is that Ein Melicha Bekelim Lahaflit. Ein Melicha Bekelim Lahaflit. If you salt a container, the container is not maflit, it doesn't give out taste. So that if somebody has a piece of kosher salted meat and he puts it on a milchika plate, it's not going to do anything. Because the plate has no way to be pilot. Ein Melicha Bekelim Lahaflit. Salting is not pile palita by kelim. And that's something we're going to discuss again here in the Sif. Why is it that way? So we'll see shortly why it is that way. But that's the rule of Ein Melicha Bekelim Lahaflit. That Melicha does not affect kelim. The keli is by laya, right? Ein Melicha Bekelim Lahaflit. Melicha Bekelim doesn't go to be piled. So if you put you have milk and keli, you put salted meat, then the keli will become tray from the basar. But the meat is not affected by melicha. Ein melicha bekelim lahaflit means for the keli to give out taste.
So that's why when we salt meat, we use straight from the keli or something. That goes to the dam.
Again, what's the reason?
When we salt meat, we also use a straight from the thing, the board or something like that.
Yeah, you know, we salt meat even on a tray from the keli. Well. So there's no problem. Rather, by dam, we have another rule that I did the tardel mitzvah dam loy bala. So it's even that the cause amount of salting is causing the dam to go out. It doesn't absorb dam. It doesn't take. But as far as the keli is called, the concern, and you're right. There's no problem. That's the reason it says that you can kasher in kasher meat and on a tray for keli.
Why would you hold?
Why use a keli with holes?
Yeah.
That's something else, because if you don't have holes, or if you don't put it at an angle, the sear is going to pile up. It's going to become soaked in sear, and then it won't be able to be maflit because of the sear that's there. It has to be able to run down. It's going to block it. That's why it's at an angle, then it is good. Okay. Now, what?
Is the
sear in the keli? Yes, the keli that you kasher meat on is treif. It's just not treif for kashering meat. It's treif for heat.
If I put salt water in a treif, does it become
treif? Okay, good. So the question is, so what I've told you is regarding time, that there's the 6 minutes, and there's the kavish kamavoshim. Then I told you a rule that ein melicha bekelim lahaflit. The question is, does the rule of ein melicha bekelim lahaflit apply to kavush as well, to kavush of melicha as well? In other words, we have a rule that if I put a salted piece of food on a tray for keli, the melicha doesn't cause the keli to be maflin. What happens if I soak something? For example, I have a pickle jar with pickles and the juice is in it, and I leave my fleishiga spoon sitting in the pickle jar. Do we say, well, kavush causes the fleishiks to come out of the spoon or fork and then to go into the pickles are now fleishik? Or do I extend the rule of ein melicha bekelim lahaflit to kavush as well? Is ein melicha bekelim lahaflit a rule only on salting? Or is that a rule on kavush as well? On the rule of kavush of melicha, a kavush of 24 hours is no shiluk. That has nothing to do with salt. But on this, this is the question. So the Shach and Simin, again the Simin Samach Tes, the Shach says that it's not maflit either. But just like it's not, just like melicha doesn't work on kelim, the same thing, the ein melicha bekelim lahaflit helps even by kavush. It's in the samach tes, if cut in samach ches. What? No, it's by leia. Even there's no rule of ein melicha bekelim lahaflit by being by leia. We're talking about being maflit, the keli being maflit, not the keli being by leia. On that, Shach says that the rule applies that it's not maflit. On that, Rabbi Kiva Eger, Tzeichen Sula, Magen Avram, and Simon Tuf, Tuf Mem Zayin, Sivkat and Tez Zayin, where the Magen Avraham disagrees with this rule, and the Magen Avraham holds that that it's not true, that by Kavush it is Maaseh. So we have Machlokes, the Magen Avraham and the Shach, and I think when we finish the Sif, hopefully we'll have enough time, we'll come back to try to understand what that Machlokes is telling. Alright, so this is B'derech Hakdama, points mentioned elsewhere, which naturally would cause confusion here. There's a certain assumption that we're familiar with. Okay, now we get to the Din of Aliyah Kareseach. Those of you who have the sheets that I handed out will see that there are two variables. The chart has one, two, three, one set of variables, and then across the top a second set of variables. One, two, and three have to do with how much salt, and across the top has to do with the question of how much time. How much salt? There are three levels of salting food. Number one is maliach letzli. The amount of salt a person sprinkles on meat when he kashes it through tzli. He's not kashering it through salting. As you know, meat could be kashered in one of two ways. It could be kashered through salting or it could be kashered through roasting. We have a minig, which is not ma'ake, but we have a minig that we lightly salt something when we roast it. And in our homes, we've never seen it. Some of us remember kashering liver in the house. Anybody old enough to admit seeing kashering meat in the house? Meat, no. Meat also? Not in America, though, right? What? France, okay. You saw it in America. Okay, you don't look your age, I have to tell you. But...
Chicken, maybe.
So maliach l'tzli is the amount that you would sprinkle for tzli. Number two is maliach l'kedera. Maliach l'kedera means regular malicha. The way you salt meat, because afterwards you want to cook using it. Now, it's, I have to tell you something very funny. We were learning Yeridaya. We had learned Hilchas Malicha. I think we were in Basa B'Cholav already. And there was a call to the yeshiva from a nursing home that this goes back 25 years, and they got meat from the shlachtos and they salted in the nursing home. There was a call that the mashgiach who was supposed to come to the nursing home had some type of an accident or something. He couldn't come, and they just needed a mashgiach just to come for the salting of the meat and the washing of the meat, just for the salting. So a good friend of mine went. So he went down. Now the problem is he had learned Hilchas Malicha very well and taken a bechina, knew it well, but he had never seen what this thing looks like. So he came back. He said they salted it. He pictured that when you salt meat, it looks something like snow. Like after it snows, you know, you have a white layer on top of the thing. So he went down. They salted it. Now when you salt, especially something that's moist and wet, the salt turns wet. You can't really see the salt. So he made them put more and more salt on top of it. At the end, they couldn't use it because heavily salted meat is not good for people with blood pressure issues. And so I don't know exactly. So he went down. I'm making fun of him. I don't know that I would be any better because, you know, we don't see the salting of the meat. The way meat is supposed to be salted, it's supposed to spread salt on the whole surface. You're not supposed to pile salt on top of salt at the beverage. And the whole surface all around is supposed to be covered with salt. So I added here, number two, Einay Nechol Machmas Malchai. The amount of salt is a type that a person wouldn't eat because it's too salty. Even someone who maybe likes potato chips, but this meat he wouldn't eat, it's too salty. They did well on the inside. There was a lot of salt. On the outside, they went like this on it, and then they put it in on the containers.
It's easier.
Yeah, but one on top of the other. There was
chickens were piled on top of the other.
So like salt,
the outside had quite a bit of salt. The inside had a lot of salt. All right, you know it's kosher if you have more salt. It says not to pile on too much. And the truth is that on a chicken, it pretty much falls off. It doesn't have a flat surface. And when they put it in, if you remember, they put it in with a hole down. So there was very little top surface. It was the sides. And
well, handmade. There was the answer why they don't do it.
Did it happen?
The heavy inch had to be put up there inside.
In the inside, yes. Yeah.
Why they don't do it. Every single machine is in this place.
Except for the salting.
You ask them.
Yeah, okay.
Does every inch have to be covered?
The chatchila. The chatchila, we cover everything. If you have that, even nimach mitzarecha is... But the third is malicha la'orcha. Malicha la'orcha is in pre-refrigeration days that they would salt it so heavily so as to preserve the food. It caused the food to stay fresh. And that's ein nechal machmas malchay achar hadacha. It's an amount of salt that even after you rinse it off, the food is too salty to eat. And a nitriya needs to be soaked in order to become edible. That's the most chomer, as a din of hat all the way down until shriya, until you soak it. So these are the three levels of malicha. And now we're going to have the issue across the top of the amount of time. Toich 18 minutes is toich shir malicha, and then there's achar shir malicha. Now here we're going to have in a moment a machlekes mechaber rama, which is here on the second line under the time. When is salt kereseach? Listen to the question. Is it hot in the first 18 minutes or after the first 18 minutes? What does shir malicha do? Is shir malicha pshat that the salt is reseach for 18 minutes, it pulls out the dam, and then after 18 minutes it's already not piled? So it's hot for the first 18 minutes and not afterwards? Well, no. When you first salt something, it's not kereseach. It starts to be piled. But 18 minutes, we say, then it already reached whatever it could do. The Shulchan Aruch holds that within 18 minutes it has a din of cold, and after 18 minutes it has a din of hot. The Ramah holds that within 18 minutes it's hot, and after 18 minutes it's cold. Which means we're going to be stuck with both chumras, of course. That within 18 minutes and after 18 minutes, we're going to be stuck that it's cold. So, it reads from right to left, yeah. Yeah. Well, under the chart, it's okay. So this is the machlekes, the mechaber and the Ramah.
Can't test this?
And this all makes it. What are you going to test?
You don't exactly. Know what I mean.
I don't think our eyes can see exactly all of these pu'ulais, please. Learning the first chelek Yeridei, as much as it depends on logic, requires a lot of emunah sachamim, because we start with the hanochis that Chazal give us, and we take them and we move on. We don't start to calculate how bleas travel, not through heat, not through kavush, not through anything. We take our Messiah and we work with that to understand that. Alright, having learned the whole sif with a chart, now let's learn it inside. It becomes confusing because you have mechaber ramah, mechaber ramah, mechaber ramah, and it's a lot of information for one sif, but we'll do our best to absorb it. Meliach she'ena yachol lechol machmas molchai. Dahainu, ke'em meliach shamofen l'kdeirah. Say that salted in category 2, the amount you would salt it for kashering it for cooking, v'shah k'day malicha l'kdeira, and stayed the amount of time that you salt something for a k'deira, cause man sh'loi hidichai mikri einay nechal machmas malchai. As long as you don't rinse it off, that is called einay nechal machmas malchai, and once you pass the 18-minute period, it's considered a hat forever, until you rinse it off. This is what the mechaber here, the mechaber says. And according to the pashtus of the mechaber, in less than 18 minutes, nothing happens. Less than 18 minutes, it's not reseach at all. Now, if we have time, we'll look at Shachyan Aleph. This is the one Shach and Taz here. Don't comment too much. The Shach disagrees with the idea that within 18 minutes it's cold. On the chart, I did make a notation that the Shach is Machmir, and if there'll be time, we'll learn the lumdus of the Shach, but in the meantime, we move on. So, Dr. Amah, V'yeshayimrim, just the opposite. La'acha sheshah b'malchei shir malicha lo'y mikriyach l'kach reseach. That after it stays the amount of time, which is 18 minutes, the shir malicha, then it's not considered to be a reseach anymore. Ulutzara gadol kagain behefsin meruba vulutzara sudas mitzvah yesh lismach amakilim. Ulutzara gadol, such as in a hefsin meruba and a tzara sudas mitzvah yesh lismach amakilim aval balav achi ein lo hakel klal shumas hadashim. What? Tzarech here, okay. We had yesterday in Gittin the question of how, of the definition of tzarech, of whether how strict it is. The language here, tzarech sudas mitzvah, just means that it's needed for a meal. It's not related to what we discussed yesterday. The case in Trumas Hadeshen, which the Shach brings, was before a bris. It was a fleshing of bris. And before the bris, they salted meat and they salted geese for the meat, for the bris. And subsequently, they took the meat and the geese, the salted, the winter salt, and put it all into one large container. And the lashon is that it was mixed and turned upside up and down so that everything touched everything. And then later, they found that one of the geese was treif. Was a treif a goose. And if you want, you can see it, the shach in the second wide line. Sorry, Mark. Our second wide line. Probably about a third of the way through, he brings hinev jishon shalu al shebesudas bris mila molchu basa harbe bekli echad umolchu gamkein bekli echad ivzais v'achas sheshah hakol shir malicha. After 18 minutes v'yaiser lachu v'irvu kol abasar ima ivzais. They mixed everything v'havchu hakol mamayla lamata mamata lamayla at shenoga hakol zebezeh. Everything touched each other. One of the geese was not kosher. There's not even shisha connected that one goose. The mitzvah. Once 18 minutes pass, this is the Rama Shita, that it's cold after the 18 minutes pass. And according to the Ramah, once the 18 minutes pass, everything is fine. And that was the psak of the Trumas Hadeshah. As some of you know, the Trumas Hadeshah made up his shilas. They didn't really happen. So this is a shilas he created to illustrate this kula, which he's only relying on the Machan Hefsim Ruba. And Trumas Hadeshah is arguing with the Rambam. And he's relying on Tosis in the case of Hefsim Ruba v'Sudas Mitzvah. Back to the Ramah. Afilu le'nimlach habasa mishnei tzedadav. This all applies even if it's not salted from both sides. Rak mitzad echad. Kol she'nimlach malicha she'enei necho machnas malchai. As long as there's an amount of salt on it that it wouldn't be eaten because it's salty, mechshev reseach, that's called hat. Aval kol she'lo'nimlach kol kach, mechshev tzaynan. Anything that's less than that is considered cold. Afilu nimlach mishnei tzedadav. So, according to this, it would be rare in our house that something is salted so much that it would ever cause a shiloh. V'yeshayimrim, now the Ramah always has his einanu b'kiyams. And here again, he says, V'yeshayimrim, danan ein b'kiyam b'davar. We're not b'kiyam in how much salt is ein enechem achas malchay. V'yesh lanu la'ashev afilu malicha tzli k'reseach. And we are machmir, even a malicha of tzli, like reseach, so that's why on the top line of the chart I have malicha litzli, is considered hot, but behefsin meruba, we're making that it's cold. So the problem is we're not bekeem what malicha litzli is. But so it's a little bit of a problem. But I think certainly what we salt in our house, anything that we salt, what do we salt? Basically things that are served. So the way we solve things, we don't have an issue. It's nechel, right? So it's nechel. So we basically don't have these issues yet.
Also, not because he wants hefsim meruba. In the same Ramah, he says hefsim meruba v'isu des mitzvah, and
then
he says just
hefsim meruba. Well, on Eino Bekiyim, he says hefsim. Well, they're two different things. The first he's talking about being samech on Tosfos that after 18 minutes it's cold. So there he's only mekel hefsim meruba and so this mitzvah, because it's also mikra adin. But ainon ubikiyim, which is a chumrah, he only says hefsid meruba. He doesn't say still has to move to this mitzvah, and that's what he's saying.
So is
I assume that anything that we salt in order to serve is mutter. It's definitely not nechamas v'alchay. The chumrah melichal etzli. I don't know how much chumrah melichal etzli.
Different kinds of salt. But we use salt. They use the kashrut.
Different kinds of salt also. Yeah, but not lakula. Maybe the chumrah we won't salt meat with it, but the chumrah it has a din of salt. It is salt.
Is there anything to say? Chayot lahakmi. Does that mean you have a choice? Chayot lahakmi.
The assumption is that everyone wants to do what's tayv, and tayv lahachmi really means that if an achron comes afterwards and wants to argue, so let's say the archa shulchan would have a sword, archa shulchan can't argue with the Rama, so it says tayv lahachmi, or sometimes he'll start up and he says also the archa shulchan may start up in svara, but he's at the end of the day going to tell you to be machmir. But at any rate, so this is the first two disputes. One regarding the amount of time. If the 18 minutes is more kula dek or mochamer, that's Trumas Hadeshin's kula. And secondly, the amount of salt. Those are two issues: amount of time, amount of salt. So amount of time, we have the machlaikis, the machaber amah. What happens after 18 minutes? If it stops being hot or it starts being hot? And the amount of salt, we have the Einon Ubikiyim of the Ramah, that were machmer on
Malichal Utsli. The Muslim is machmer on the design, or you have to salt the whole thing on time. Huh? If you put little salt...
Ramah is mekel on the time, they have some merubah, so this mitzvah, he's mekel if it's more than 18 minutes. That is mekel. See, you know, it's interesting, sometimes you have a shayla, and it says it's Hefsa Merubah and a Sudas Mitzvah, it's Mutter. So you wonder, would the Paisik have been Mekel if it wasn't a Sudas Mitzvah? Maybe it would have been Mekel by Hefsa Merubah without a Sudas Mitzvah too. Just nice Shaya, Kachaya, and that's why he writes that it's a Sudas Mitzvah and Hefsa Merubah. The fact that the Trumas Hadeshen made up his Shailas, he created his Shailas, would seem to indicate that it's Dafka, that he's Mekel, Dafka, in the tzior that he created in order to teach us a certain kula. Okay, the second mechaber, maliach ke'ei maliach deboilei l'orcha. If you're salting it, the amount of salt that a person travels, that preserves, afilu la'acha shehedicha yavi edin echo machmas mocha. Even after you salt it, it's edin echo, v'chal zman shloi shari v'mayim, and if you don't soak it in water, dine kereseach lesa kadei klipa. Lesa kadei klipa. For the first times, the words Kidei Klipa, which is our next discussion. Let's put it aside for a second. So far what he said was that if it's salted l'orcha, then salting something l'orcha is also until you soak it. Ve'en chilek be'maliach elyay. I want to get back to the Kidei Klipa issue, which we're going to discuss at length. But first let's finish. Ve'en chilek be'maliach elyay v'tafel tachtayin. There's no difference which is Eloi and which is Tatoi, the Machaber says. La'olam ha-maliach mavliya betofel ve'enoi b'ileya mimenu. The nature of something salted is that it gives off taste and it doesn't absorb taste. Hilkoh basar u'gavina ha-maluchim shenogu zeh b'zeh. Meat and cheese that are both salted that touch each other. Tzach l'klev shneyem mokin nigiyasam. They both have to be need a klipa where they touch, but if one is salted, vasheni tafel, and the second one is not salted, hamaluach mutter bahadacha bahatafel tzar klipa. The one which is salted is mutter bahadacha, and the tafel needs klipa. This means, again, the klipa issue I'll get to in a second, but the rule of malicha is that malicha is maflet. You all know that when we salt meat, it causes the blood to come out. It doesn't cause the blood to go in. If it will cause blood to go back in, it will be a problem. So salting meat causes the thing that's maluach to be maflit and not to be balayim. So Mimela, the Emecha Maluach, Hasheni Tafel, the Dabra Maluach is Maflit, and the Dabra Maluach is not going to be Balaya. Okay? We'll say in a minute liquid is different. We'll get to it. He'll repeat that here as well. Okay, the Ramal say. Now, what about with so again, the rule is you have two items together, one is salted and one is not. The one which is salted is maflit and not by layer. And what's his business with Kedei Klipa? So the answer is the following, that Maliach Kareseach, the Kavush Kimavoshal. It doesn't say Maliach Kimavoshal. It doesn't say Maliach the Kavush Kimavoshal. Maliach Kareseach, the Kavush Kimavoshal. It means Malicha has a din like Resichav Tzli, which is Mikra Din, is only Maflit Kedei Klipa. It only gives a Bliya Kedei Klipa. And that is the Ikar Adin of Maliach. Now, by Tzli, we have an exception. A Dover Shameng, something with fat, with Shamnunis, is Maflit Bekulai. Fatty things travel more. But a normal thing, a typical thing, is not maflit more than kedei klipa. So when you salt something, the halacha, the dina de gemara is that it only goes kedei klipa, and if it's a dama shamin, it goes bekulay. That's the machaber shita. Now let's turn to the Ramah, which is the next page, and those who have the copies. The yeshayimrim, the bechol malicha anu misharim b'samach. Yeshayimrim, that every malicha we're machmir to shuts up shishim. Why? Maliach kareseach. So the Gron Yudalit says, K'may shekasa b'sivav. In sivav it says that a dove shamein goes b'kulay. Hecha amrinon. Those are the first two words of sivav. Ve'anan loy b'kiyim b'zeh. We're not b'kiyim in kavush, in shamein and kachush. We're not bekim, which things are dvarim kachushim. We know blood. We know is kachush. We have a kabbalah from the Gemara that dam is kachush. But typically, we're not bekim in what's kachush. So we have a second einanu bekim in the sif. We have einanu bekim in how much salt. Where we're machmir even amalicha katzli, and we have a second einanu bekim, which is we're not bekim what's shamin and what's kachush, and therefore we are always mishar b'shishim. Now turn back, please, to Rabbi Kiva Eger on the previous page. He takes these two Anu Bekiyams and he says the following. The Ramah said, Toiv lahachmir b'makim she'enhef simaruba. B'kochush yesh loymar d'loy amrinan tarti de'enanu bekiyam. We don't say twice de'enanu bekiyam b'kochush l'shamein and v'loy bekiyam b'melicha l'tzli l'kedera v'sagi b'klipa. He says to be machmir, both of the Ramah's chumras in the same case, that's too much. To say we're going to be machmir, that with a small amount of salt, it's maflit, and that's maflit bakulai, it's not bekiyam mekachish l'shame. So that, those two chumras, such as Bekiva Eger, you don't have to take the two together. And he says, Akach risi prima godim kofes, seidas, eschavav, kasav epshitos, daf bekachish amino malicha sli. He says, not like a prima gaga. But Rabbi Kiva Eger says that you don't have to be machmir the two together. Since this whole thing is a chumrah, we can be samech on Rabbi Kiva Eger, which means, in practical terms, in our homes, we're never going to have, under normal circumstances, we're never going to have a case of malicha that's more than malicha l'tzli. Malicha, she'ene necha machmas malchai, unless a container of salt happens to crack open on food, it's not going to happen that we have a great amount of salt. We always have an amount of salt that's nechal, that people could eat. So we're nervous that ain't on ubikiyim. See, even if it would be an amount that we feel is malicha litzli, and we have to be machmir, so we'd be machmir if it's meat, which is shamein, we'll be machmir. But if it's something kachush, if it's something that seems to us not to be fatty, certainly vegetables are not fatty, although in the United States we don't have tray for vegetables. It's only Eretz Yisrael. They have issues of of Arla and Shemitah, etc. They can have problems with vegetables. But unless you have a vegetable, and I think every vegetable we would assume is not a fatty food, so then we would be mekel. Or if somebody has piece of bread or a challah, which may be trey for one reason or another. I think we would assume that it's not a davar shameh. So that the Kivega says we can rely on abikias, because the two ain't on abikiyim, the machmer both together. That's already we don't have to be machmer. And ain't on abikiyim kafsul shameh, ain't on abikiyim in the amount of salt. So Rabbi Kivega says that we could be mekel. Okay, now we go on to learn another chiddush. Back to the Rama. Ailach amasim kofei ketzad noegin. V'had etur tar maluach. V'tamei tafel shari. The rule that the Mechaber said, that if the kosher piece is salted and the treifa piece is not, it's mutter. Why? Because we say a salted thing gives out taste and doesn't take tastes. So therefore, if the salted food is the kosher piece, it's the one that's giving out taste, and it's not mavliya. Haynu shatame yavesh. That's where it's a dry piece of food. Avalavu davert salul, but if it's a liquid, neser hatar me'acha she'enei nechal machmas malchai, b'leya he'isa she'etzlein. By davert salul, by liquid, Shneim Asurim. There the Bliya goes in both directions, and therefore it's Asur. So therefore, by Adavat Salu, by liquid, we say that salting does cause it to be Mavliya. V'davka Shehatar Lach Ktsas. And this is all talking that the thing that was salted, in this case the tar was salted, and some trefa liquid fell on it. So you say the salting is going to cause it to go in. But not if it's totally dry. And the truth is, the Mechaber says that Mechaber is saying that the indication that salting works on something, influences a food, is indicated by its moisture. You all know that if you salt something, it draws out the moisture from the food. If you salt something and no moisture comes out, then we do not say that the salting does anything, because on a davar yavesh, you take a pretzel and you salt it, I'm assuming you will not see any type of change in the moisture of the pretzel. So if it's totally dry, salting is not poil. And therefore, if it's totally yavesh, afilahim aluchim, and even lachim v'loy machmas malicha, if it had some moisture, it had nothing to do with the salting. Sagi badach is enough to rinse it off.
Doesn't it depend more on the porous? The challah is more porous, the salt can get in. That's the one that has a hard cover, it won't get just more moisture.
If we're not talking that the salt is the trefa item. We're talking now that the salt is going to cause this item to give out taste into the food next to it. So it's true, if the salt would be treif, there would be a difference. But Rama, kol tzir mebasa shemimlach. All tzir is brine, is the liquid that comes out of, and it's something that's salted, such as meat. Afilu loynim lach rak l'tzli, chashav reseach. The liquid that comes out, that's called reseach, l'chein. Im nafla tzir al gavina ayal kli, oyser. That juice, like this is like pickle juice, that's aser. If it falls on cheese or on a keli, it ases. I fill b'makim she'en abasa aser. The loynesha reseach. Even in a case where the meat may not be called reseach, the tzir which comes out is makom makim atzir chashav ein enechol machmas malcha. The tzir that comes out is called ein enechol machmas basa malchai, and it asers. The tzir shabasa she'aser shenafel al kli sarach hagala. And if you have tzir of treifa meat and it falls on a kli, the kli is by leia. V'yimu kli cheres, sar shvira. Because the kli is by leia, it's just not maflit through salting. V'm loy nafo rak amokim echad, b'kli yeitzu, ki yeitzu by kailuf makayme v'dayay. If this liquid falls on a spot, so you kailuf that makim, and dayay, it's enough, and you don't need more than k'day klipa, this chumra of it, asir and gekele. So, what? If the juice of a not kosher meat, if it's not kosher meat.
It fell on something hot, though, right?
No, they were saying that the tzir itself is reseach,
right.
It has
and
salt.
When you say then, so glabar, then when it fell on is cold.
Right, but remember, we don't say tatoi gava by salting. By salting, there's no different alien and tatoi and kachtain.
So, it's
not really, but this is just a tzir. Okay, but the tzir is it's payel through.
It's true.
It's kareseya, but the mechaber shita is it's a machlokes rishayim really, but we don't have here an argument. Mechaber shita was the ein nafkamina ein chilek. So the Mechaber Shita is that there is no difference.
Right. Mr. Fletcher said that Melech doesn't cause Blias, just this is a deception when it's Seer itself?
Seer, by liquid, even the there's no difference if it's Tameh, which one is salted and which one is Tafel. When it's liquid, it goes in both directions. And the same thing as a kavash of Maliyah, that it goes in both directions. So
it's also liquid.
What?
Because kavash is also liquid.
So kavash is also liquid. So we have here, to try to clarify a confusing issue, we have here a rule that by foods which are not liquids, if you have a kosher food and a treifa food, and one is salted, the salted one gives taste. So that, if the treifa one is salted, it's a problem. If the kosher one is salted, it's not a problem, even though they may sit together. By a liquid, we have a case where the liquid is treif, and the treifa liquid is together with a food. So there we say that even where tar maliach, you have a kosher food that's salted, and there's a treifa liquid, and they come into contact. So there we say, by tzalul, that it goes in both directions. And even though the kosher is the one that's salted, the blia still goes into that kosher, the kosher thing that is salted. That is the pretty much the synopsis of what it said here in this last piece of the Shulchan Aruch. Well, this all, the Ikar Adin we pass like the Mechaber, which as you see here, the Mechaber Shita is that the first 18 minutes is cold, and after that it's hot, and then the Mechaber stays hot until you rinse it.
The Salo touched the kosher salt of beef after the 18 minutes according to Mechaber.
Right. If you didn't rinse off the salt. Right, okay. That's awesome. So this is the rundown. Sivvav, let's just see quickly. Sivvav, heche amrina de'ene oise el kadei klipa. The Mechaber himself says, when do I say that we don't ask only kadei klipa? K'she'en shomachas me'achaticha shmeina. If it's not fatty, shem hoise shmeina kula asura. When Dov HaShem goes b'kulai, v'chein chaverta asura kula, Neshashuman mifafeya, the shuman spreads, that it asers. So if any one of the pieces are shamein, so it both, the shamein goes into the other thing, the kulai, and a tam kochish that comes into the shamein, the shamunis causes it to be mifafeya b'kulai, and they're both aser. The shach says in chaf, then this barley did done and chilek ben kachos shamein b'chol lichanu m'sharim b'samach ayn sham. He's taken to kofei because the Mechaber says it here. The Ramah says it that we m'shar all malicha no matter what b'shishim. So this is the halacha. We have the kula of Rabbi Kiva Eger that the two chumras were not machmer together. We have the kula of ein malicha b'kelim lahaflit. And also the Chachmas Adam in Simin Mem Gimel, here in Klal Mem Gimel, Eistez Zayin, says that in general we could be makel if something is kochush lefira Eisei Neinu, the Hefse Meruba. Says in the case of Hefse Meruba, we can be makel on the Chumra of Einon Ubekim and Kochush L'Shamein if the Hefse Meruba, if based on our estimation, it's not a Dava Shamein. And there's really a makar for that later in Simen Kuf Hei, that in the Ramah. There the Ramah says, There he says that we're not bekim be kachosh l'shamein, and we're always mishayer b'shishim. And there he says at the end that by a hefsa meruba a person could be meikel. So it's not really a chachmas adam. It's a Ramah later. Yeshem, perhaps some rule, but Yeshayatim b'malichai deklip. That's what he says. Alpha bishuk farnogel l'shabash of samach. Now that's in kuf hay sivtes. That's really where the Chochmas Adam gets it for here. Now there is one other kula by chometz bePesach where we typically don't have any kulas, but it does say also by chometz bePesach that regular bread with bikiyim is not shaming. It's not talking about bread that's cooked cake, but it means bread, flour, and water that you make bread out of. So there it says we have a Kabbalah that's a davar kachush, and therefore it will be salted. It would not be something that would aser bekula. It would only aser a kadei klipa, not more than a kadei klipa. And the loy mibay, if it's truth is a piece of matzah, when you put salt on it, it remains yavesh. It wouldn't be an issue. But I guess it means even if you have a dough that's chametz tikka dough, the other turns to chametz, and it has salt on it, it's salted. Again, we're not going to happen in our homes, but if you would, so then there we have a kavala that flour and water is a dava kachush, and therefore we're mekel. We don't say anon b'kiyim on that. So what? Something that's not salted, it's fatty. How did the bliya get into it? It's kosher, a kosher thing? You have two pieces. Oh, without salting, fat doesn't travel. Shamnus doesn't travel cold.
So the gravel is farther in shamnus, but it doesn't cross.
Right. Once it travels, either because of salting or because of tzli, where normally it would travel a little, here it travels more. The bliya goes. Okay, now, I just said I would try to come back to a possible explanation of a machlaikas to Shach and Magen Avram regarding a malicha bekelim lahaflit. Why is it that a malicha bekelim lahaflit, that salting a keli does not cause plita to come out? It can be explained, it can be expressed in one of two ways, which are very similar, but there'll be a difference. It can be expressed as the Magen Avraham does, that we have this rule that Tomei Maliach V'Tohar Tofel, that we say if one piece is salted and one piece is not, Belias only go from the Maliach to the non-Maliach. So that if you salt a piece of meat and you have a cold piece of cheese and they touch, blias travel only from meat to cheese, not from cheese to meat, because the blia, the thing that's salted, gives taste and doesn't take taste. Since a keli is not maluach, you never salt a keli, there's no concept of salting a keli, so therefore the keli is always called tomei tofel. If you have a tray for keli, it's a tomei tofel, it's an unsalted item. And if you put a piece of salted food into it, it's the same thing as if I would take, I take a piece of salted meat and touch it to cheese, and I say that the meat is not belayah from the cheese, or I take a piece of salted meat and I put it in a tray for pat. The rule that a malicha bekelim lahaflit is a result of the fact that a keli is never considered to be salted, you don't salt kelim, and therefore the food is the thing that's considered to be salted. And we have a rule that salting is maflit, it's not mavliya. So therefore, the keli is never going to give out taste through salting. Now, if that's the correct explanation, then if it's liquid, it'll be different, because we said liquid, please go both ways. So a kavush of malicha, when I have kavush of malicha, Magen Avraham says that the kavush of malicha is piled that the keli should be maflit. You can look at it a second way. You could say that the reason Eimelicha became lahaflit is because we had a rule that if you salt something and it stays dry, it doesn't change as a result of the salting, that it's a simin that the salting doesn't do anything to it. Well, we all know that if you salt a keli, it doesn't do anything to the keli. Keli doesn't sweat as a result of salting. We put salt in salt shakers all the time. Nothing happens to the keli. So you could also explain it a different way. You could explain that Imelicha became lahafid is a result of the fact that a dove yavesh, when something remains dry, when it's salted, nothing happens to it. It's a sign that nothing, it's not, the salt is not being piled. L'chaira, that's the way the Shach would have understood it. The Shach says that that Eimelicha became lahaflit applies even to a container of pickle juice. That the container is not maflit tam because it's soaked. Now, if it's soaked for 24 hours, it will. A regular kavish applies. But the kavish of Melicha doesn't apply. Why not? Because since Melicha is not payal on Kalim, so therefore the Shach is Megal. And therefore, if you would put a trefa spoon, a fork, or a fleshing a fork in a pickle container, the fork, according to the Shach, is not, you leave it there for your 6 minutes or whatever the amount of time is for kavish of Melicha, so it's not going to be payal on the keli. So that's a machlaikis, as I said, the Shach and the Magen Avraham, and whether Melicha works on kelim lahaflit when it's shir kvisha. Just thinking, I should look in the Megid Mishnah Berurah. Brings the Magen Avraham. I didn't look in Siman Tuf Mem Zayin. Maybe there's a pesak on this in the Mishnah Berurah. I don't know. But Al Kapadim, that's just about the only case of Melicha that we're going to have in our homes in a typical normal situation, because we don't have very much by way of Melicha. That comes our way. A what? You mean as far as Hilchis Shabbos? Yeah, Hilchis Shabbos, there's no chiyuv. Even though we say kavush kamavushal, if you soak something, even b'kavana to give blias, there's no sibishal. Even bishal b'chama is not aser. It has to be, Rashi says, it has to be in the derech of bishal, right? Normal derech of bishal. So therefore, even if you're b'chavin for the blias to go, it's not an issue of Hilchis Shabbos. Okay, next week we'll learn Mr. Shem Siv Zayin, and then we'll finish the simon, Bez Hashem.